comment, let's start with Rob Gronkowski. The 69th touchdown, which raised the franchise record.
Yep.
One, your thoughts on the play. Two, your thoughts on just him as a player to accomplish that.
Yes, it's a great accomplishment, and he's a dynamic player for us, there's no doubt. So he makes great plays in the pass game, down the field, intermediate, short. He's tough to tackle. He's got a great enthusiasm about him. He's just done an amazing job since he's been here. So it's a credit to him and his toughness, his mental toughness. I've always talked about that with him and his ability to overcome the difficulties that he's faced in his career to get to this point. And we need it because he's such a great player for our team.
Love that play. The game seemed like they were maybe cutting into the league a little bit there.
Yeah.
What did you see?
It was a big play, and he had, he was running up the seam, and it looked like they were going to blitz, and then they kind of pulled out of it and gave me a little time, and Gronk had one-on-one on Roby and cut inside, and I just tried to put it out there for him. He made a great play, so it was a great catch and run. He's tough when he's running through the middle of the defense. He did that against Pittsburgh last week, too, and it was just a big play, for the game. I think it's a product of doing a lot of things well. I think a lot of guys are making different plays and we're running the ball and trying to keep them off balance. So at some point they try to take a shot, and that's when we got to take our shots. So you go against a team like this that has a good defense, they're good scheme. And you never know when you're going to get your opportunity. And then, we got it, and we tried to take advantage of it.
Especially on Gronk's touchdown, that matchup there, he's got 10 inches and 100 pounds on Roby. Your eyes kind of light up when you see that matchup?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I'm just trying to find open guys. That's what I'm trying to do, and Gronk was the guy that on that play. And, he does a good job all day of, getting his opportunity. And, sometimes they kind of, double him in coverage and squeeze him from inside and outside. And, on that particular play, he had a good, head of steam running down the defense. And like I said, it's just good to put it out there and let him make a play.
Did you see that matchup pre-snap, or was that something that developed later?
I think they do a pretty good job, disguising their pre-snap stuff. So everything kind of looks the same, and you got to figure out once the ball snapped. And if you get a good matchup, you get a good matchup. And that was the key today.
Did you get your usual warm and fuzzy welcome when you come into this place? I know these people, it's been so many years, and the – been here so many times and beaten them so many times. What was it like, and what are they like to play in front of when they crank it up?
Well, they can crank it up pretty good here. So I was glad our defense held them to a field goal to start the game. That was a big kind of start for us. They got the ball, went down the field, and it's always when they can score right off the bat at home, it's always feels good to play from ahead. But we matched that, went down, scored a touchdown. So it's good to play from ahead. When they're, went down there and we got the ball, the crowd's definitely into it and they cheer loud for their team. And they got a good football team, so it was good to go out there and
they also cheer against you, because of the history. I know you can't hear individual things, but know the tone of what's going on. So it must be fun for you to do that.
Yeah, to come out here. It's good. I think the best part is at the end. That's the best part because that's – we've had a lot of experiences where, there's 70,000 people against you, and at the end there's 5,000 Patriot fans on the road that are cheering for you. And, that's a great motivation for us to go into a really tough place to play with against a team that always really challenges you in different ways. And then, at the end to be, so far ahead and to be able to run out the clock like we do, that's a great feeling.
Talk about Danny Amendola. Not heavy on stats, but big plays. It seems like probably one or two or three. Kickoff return, we had a touchdown. Just talk about his role and what's going on here.
Yeah, that was a huge play in the game, the kickoff return. That was, set us up for the whole second half. And there was a big swing there, They missed the field goal. We go down. We get the three. We got the ball to start. Danny returns it. It's a 10-point swing. It's really a 13-point swing. And, it was huge. But Danny always is in the middle of big plays and important plays. He's a great competitor. Gives everything he has for the team. And, always knows when to make the right play, whether it's to kneel on the end zone or, to run it out like he did. And he made a great run and, really set us in great position.
Sitting at 7-1.
When Chris Hogan beats Gilmore downfield, is that something that developed during practice where you saw it on film study and you said, we can maybe get this? Or was that just sort of during the course of the game?
That was pretty early in the game. And Hoax, you know, just had a chance. It looked like they were, you know, giving favoring the coverage to the other side of the field. You know, when you do that, it's one-on-one backside. And, you know, he had a good inside release. And, you know, Hoax fast. I mean, he runs by people and they don't catch him. You know, so if you just put it out there for him and let him run under it, you know, he's able to make those plays. And he's done that, you know, all season long for us. So it was great. That put us up 14-3. And you know, it was a big play in the game.
Seven and one
going into the bye week. How do you feel about where you guys are as a team?
Well, it's pretty early, so you know, there's a long way to go. I mean, 7-1's a good place. It's, I think, decent position, but coach always says 7 wins won't get you anything in this league, and he's right. So we got a lot of football here. This one, it starts to feel like football season. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.